I'm Walt Lidula with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman for a legislative update. We touched on several matters, but we started our conversation off with his thoughts on the attempt to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and how state and federal law enforcement agencies work together to foil that plot. Here's more with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman.
Well, number one, when you think about every day, the work that's being done behind the scenes and the coordination between federal and state, as you said, some cases county, the amount of efforts behind the scenes, the good news is it's going on. The even better news is the average American doesn't see it every day, but they benefit from it. So when, you know, people start talking about, you know, defunding the police or doing this, you know what? Law and order is here for a reason, you know, and when you have the capabilities that we have now, communications-wise, digital, computerized, for these agencies to coordinate, they do their job in a spectacular way. So, you know, good on them for doing the right thing. And unfortunately, human behavior being what it is, we have to have people who are committed to the safety of our citizens. So, you know, I just applaud everybody and for what they're doing.
How important was it to have had this work? I mean, what do you think it would have sent as a message if this would have happened, if they would have been able to at least make a reasonable attempt at a kidnap or taking over the government or the Capitol building? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, right in the Constitution, we have our freedoms to assemble, our freedom of speech, all of those freedoms that we enjoy every day. That doesn't give us the freedom to infringe on anybody else's rights. So the point is, most of our law enforcement goes unsung because their work is done behind the scenes. But, you know, I think it's a bright spot for the American people. A sad spot that actually people would be contemplating this, because that's not who we are as an American people. That's just morally wrong. And it's criminally wrong, too, depending on what their actions are. We should be able to express our opinions, disagree, but not be, let's say, using force at that level. That's, again, it's just wrong.
We're talking with Congressman Jack Bergman this morning. One of the things closer to home here has been that there's been a series of USDA rural development grants that have gone to the western end of the Upper Peninsula. Some of those, some good projects tied into with the Houghton County Road Commission and others with the flooding that happened for Father's Day. What can you tell us about those grants, and maybe are there even more in the pipeline?
Well, number one, being on the ground literally within hours after the Father's Day flood a couple of years ago, I said to the people in Houghton and up in Hancock, in that area, in Ripley area, where it got hit pretty hard, that you guys are doing so well, you better take some pictures, because when the federal government gets here, they're going to think nothing happened. But the point is, they were using, you know, the basic tools you had in your garage or in the local, you know, road commission warehouse. But these grants, which is great work, the USDA recognizing that some of the tractors, the backhoes, the you name it, the lifts were old and worked pretty hard. Because let's face it.
Yeah, it was a case of these vehicles and things being used quite a bit in a very difficult emergency situation that probably expedited the end of their worthiness.
Well, I mean, but that's why you have these. That's why you prepare for emergencies. That's why you have road commissions. That's why, I mean, let's face it, we're going to have snow this winter. I'm sure all our snow plows have been serviced here, getting ready to be hit the road with the salt and everything. That's what we do up here. But the workings at the federal level, where our office working with USDA, working with the folks in Houghton to coordinate a good grant effort, because they need that equipment, and we're just proud we were able to get it to them.
With me in the studio, Congressman Jack Bergman, and we're talking about things legislatively going on. Congressman, I know that you have been working on legislation that is taking a look at the issue of suicide in the veterans community. Tell me about that.
Well, very simply, everybody who studies this agrees that the number is 20 veterans a day who take their own lives. 14 of those, 70%, are outside the VA system. So it doesn't help to just put money into the VA. So my bill basically allowed the VA to use existing monies to do grant money to local organizations who already do some form of behavioral health or, you know, group therapy, group get together, and get some grant money to these folks so they can expand their operations to get that outreach to those veterans who are not in the VA system. We had 250 co-sponsors, right down the middle, Democrat and Republican on this. Mm-hmm. It took us 18 months, shamefully, because we had some problems with current House leadership not wanting to bring it to the floor. But we got it done. Mm-hmm. And it's going to signed into law. It's coming in here. And the point is, we need to make that outreach to those veterans, their families. And also, I believe we do this right, we'll also be able to outreach to other folks in the area who are vulnerable as well.
That's the comments of Congressman Jack Bergman. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.